Tayyim and Aleph on top. El the Gemara says it's growing on Chalitvei Toidin Nadova. It's growing on the case where first you said Harezu, you stand made in the Nadova to bring a Korban Toidin. And you list it, and you set aside a second one. Do you want to tell me then also that only one of them needs Lechem and not both of them? So what's the question? Why? Whether you brought the first one first or the second one first, it doesn't make enough kamino. The Chura both told us now, both Kabbalah should have to have its own Lechem brought with it. Why? Because Marabeba Todesu, you stand being a Marab, you bring in more Todes than you have to. In other words, with the first one was a Korban in the Dava. The Dava means if you have it, bring it. If you lose it, you don't have to bring another one. So now that you set aside a second one, the Peshat is you want to bring another Korban Todesu. That's like a new one by itself. So if you find the first one, they're like two separate Korban Todesu, that both of them need Lechem. So that can't be a Chiddush to say that only one, the first one, needs it and not the second one. Ella, you must be going on Avlat Toida. Avlat Toida Nadova. Then the case where the Toida was only in the Nadova, he just said Harezu, and then the behemoth gave birth. So you're telling me that Vlad, if you bring the Vlad first, then it needs Lechem. So Moshe says, no, it's not true. Bein Lefnei Kapora, Bein Liacha Kapora, Ein Tuna Lechem. Why? Moshe the Toida he. It's only called the Moshe the Toida. Whether you bring it first, whether you bring it second, doesn't make enough kamina. The Ika Korban is the Toidah itself. This, the Vlad, is like a Moshe, like the leftover of the first one. And the Moshe does not need a Lechem. Rashi says, Kagain Shehifrish Vyoda. If so, Ben Ekruzlef Ne Kapor, Ben Yacha Kapor, Ein Tuna Lechem, Rashi says, To Moshe the Toidah, Shekva Neschater Biachar. That the kamafresh moist the tadosai, that the tosu is left over. The chodover abor melech who grain vlad chosh moistam. Anything that comes by itself is called like the moist. It's called leftover. So pshita the leftover of the money of leftover, what comes by itself does not have to have its own lechem. Shmuel said, "Ela must be a chiddush was a vlad toida chayva. In the case we have a chayva to bring a korban toida, and now it gave birth the vlad of a chayda." Of a Toidus Chayva. So now, Lefnei Kapara Tuna Lechem. If you bring the Vlad first before you bring its mother, then you tell him you do have to bring Lechem with it. But Liyacha Kapara ain't Tuna Lechem. But once you bring the mother first, you ready Yotzi Kapara, then with the Vlad itself, you do not have to have Lechem. So Mora says, my Kamashman, what are you teaching me? If so, my Kamashman, that the Ksav Rabbi Yochanan Rechon holds that all the Mischape B'Shvach Hegdish. That a person could have his kapara from the shvach of Hegdish, like over here. True, it was a Toidus Chayva, but the Maisa, what gave birth to the kid, is called the shvach, it's called like the praise of Hegdish. That's the Chiddush, the person could be mechaper be shvach Hegdish. So Gemara says, Hevi Bonami Abaya. Abaya the Chur also asked the same question, what was the Chiddush that the Chanina was saying over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in which case? And he also came out, Ki Agavne, must be the same type of a Chiddush. Then the case with the Toidah was the Toidah's Chayva. And then he gave birth. So the Maisa, if you bring the Vlad first, the Vlad needs Lechem. And the Gemara says, It menam Yosef learned. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chilufei Toidah Nedavom. If you have a Korban Toidah, then you set aside a second one because you lost the first one. So now, Bein Lefnei Kapora, Bein Liacha Kapora. Whether you bring the first one first, the second one first, now you want to bring the second one, doesn't make enough kamina. Whichever one you bring first, both of them are tuna lechem. Both of them, these two kabbonis, have to have their own separate 40 lechems. What? That's what we said before. It's only considered ma bebetaydesu. You're only adding on to taydes. In other words, you have it's only in the dover. If you lost it, you have no chiyuv to bring a second one. When you set aside a second one, the pshat is you'd be ma be second one. So that's called two korban taydes. Vlad tayda nedover. If you have a korban tayda that gave birth. So now it's only called a moister of Hegdish, and therefore it does not need Lechem. Therefore, Bein Lefnei Kapor, Bein Yachar Kapor, ain't Tuna Lechem. Why moister the Taidu? It's only called like a leftover, it's a Kedusha by itself. Therefore, whether it's brought first, whether it's brought second, you do not have to have the Lechem brought with this Taidu. What's going to be Vlad Taidu Chayva? Let's say you have a Taidu Chayva, a Chiv you have to bring, is that a Rei Olai? And then it gives birth. The locher is lefnei kapara tuna lechem. If you bring the vlad first, since the locher is, you could be mischap whichever one you want. So when you bring the vlad first, it needs lechem. But liyachak kapara, if you bring the mother first, you have the kapara with the mother. And after the kapara, now you bring the vlad, is ain tun lechem, do not have to have lechem. So the kids of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yosef says over the same halacha as they said before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol shebechates meisa v'toyde tun lechem. Anytime the lech would be by korban chates, that the din is it should be meisa. There are five types of korban chates that are meisa. Let's say nischapro baleho or meis baleho, the tumurosom. Anytime the lech of a korban chates is that this part of it has to be meisa, has to die. So b'toyde ain't tun lechem. Such a korban, the same similar case by korban toyde, does not need lechem. But kol shebechates roya. Anytime by korban chates, you don't have to let it die, but rather just let it pasture in the field until it becomes a baal mum, and then you could be poyder with it and use it. To then betoyder, a similar situation by korban toyder would be tuna lechem. Yes, you have to bring lechem with that korban toyder. So that's his klal. We'll soon see exactly what it comes to tell us the chiddush. Which part is this chiddush? Tamar says, "Mostly Rav Amram." Rav Amram missed the question. Ma oima. So this, what does the pasuk say? Ha toydi yakriv. What does the pasuk mean to teach us? So it means like this: that minayin. How do we know to say lemafrish toydosa? If you set aside a korban toydi v'yov, then you lost it. V'yifrish acheres tachter, and then you set aside a second one instead of the first one. V'nimtzes harishayna, and then you found the first korban toydi. And v'areish teyim oimdois. Both of them are standing in front of you. So minayin. How do we know to say she'ezem mehem she'yut to yakriv? Whichever one of the two, you have a right to bring for your korban toydi. V'lachmo imo, and whichever one you decide to bring now, the first one, you have to bring the lechem with it. Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, ha toydo yakriv, that you have to bring the korban toydo mash for the first one you bring, that's the one that needs the lechem. Yochlai would have thought to say, so say shniya to the lechem, maybe the second one you bring also needs lechem. Again, this is by a toydos chayva. We lost the first one, you set aside a second one. Maybe even the second one now also needs its own lechem. Talmud Lechem, the pasuk says, no, yak we had before, yak we venu, that we dash in echad v'leishnayim. Only one of the two needs lechem and not both of them. That's the loch about korban toydo. So it comes out that what? That the chilufin of a korban toydo, yemakriv, without lechem. Now, v'ilogabe chattis kai gavnu roya, by korban chattis in this similar case, the din would be roya. You have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balamum, and then you could sell it. But if so, it's chashanch on the klal that Shmuel said that any time by chattis it's roya, by a toydi it needs its own lechem. And here we see no, it's roya by a chattis, and by a toydi you do not need its own lechem. The Tanan was learned like this: hifrish chatosoi. Somebody set aside a korban chattis. He did a chet. He needs a korban chattis. The Yovdin, who was the first one? The Yifrish Acheres Tachten, he set aside a second one instead of the first one. The Nintzes, now he found the first one. The Nintzes, the Rishon, he found the first Korban Chattis. He has both of them here. Vareishteyim Oimdois, and both of them are in front of him. So, Mischape Biachas Mihen. He has the right to bring whichever one of the two he wants to for his Korban Chattis. Oshnia Thomas. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. This is called the Chattis Nischapru Baleho, and therefore the second one goes the Misa. However, the Chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say, Ein Chattis Meisa, no, you do not have to let the second one die, Ela Shenim Tzeth Liachash Neschap Rubailim, only when you found the first one, like if you already brought the second one. Then we say, since it was ready Neschap Rubailim with the second Korban Chattis, the first one goes Lemisa. Ha'akredim Shneschap Rubailim, but let's say you found the first one before you brought the second one, and both of them are here now. So since the din is you have a choice, whichever one you want, both of them are really fit to be brought. Therefore, the Chum say, whichever one you bring, very good. That's the Korban Chattis. And the second one is Roya. You have to let it pasture in the fields. So the kiss you see in a case like this by Chattis, it's Roya. And you're telling me now by Toda, the second one you bring does not need Lechem. So it's a Kashra and Shmuel. Shmuel says, yes, I'll tell you, Shmuel Karebi Srile. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. That what the Yom that he says, Avuda b'shas hafrosha mesa, said no, that any time when you set aside the second korban chattis, the first one was lost, that's the halacha, the second one is brought, and the first one always goes the misa, even though you find it before you brought the second one. So therefore it's good Shmuel that whenever it's mesa, by your chattis, huadin, there's no lechem by the toida. Smor says, El Roya le Rebbe Hekimish Kachasla. So, if Shmuel holds like Rebbe, where is there going to be a case that by Korban Chattis that it's Roya? that we say that you can't use it, but you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balamum, and then be poisoned it. Where is there a case? Here by the chalufin of a korban chatas, you're telling me it's lemisa's law. So where is there a case that it's roya? So Mora says, yes, to the Rabbi Isha. The case could be like Rabbi Isha's case. The Yomer Rabbi Isha, Rabbi Isha says, what's going to be? Here for Ishtei Chatoyis Lechrayis, let's say at the beginning, not the pshat you lost one and brought a second one, but at the beginning, right away, you know you did a chet that you have to bring a chatas, and right away you set aside two korbanos lachrayis that in case you lose one, you'll have the other one ready to be used. In such a case, the din is mischapa b'yitzim hem shiyutzi. You have a right to choose whichever one of the two you want you could use. And v'yashniyah, the second one, is tiror. The second one, you could just let pishtem and becomes a balmum. You'll sell it. You'll be poyder it. So this is the case by a chattis that's roya. And v'ho agabi toydi ki agavna for the markasho. I v'ho agabi toydi ki agavna in tuna lechem. V'ho tzakasha by the korban toydi in such a case. We set aside two chatuk toydis for yechiv, and then you brought one. The second one would not have to have its own korban lechem, would not have to have the lechem. So you have to kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says, whatever, by a chatis it's roya, by a toydis it needs its own lechem. And here would be a case where you set aside the two chatis at the beginning, that by a chatis it's roya, and by a korban toydis, if you set aside two of them for your one chiv, you bring whichever one you want, and that one needs lechem, and the second one does not need lechem. So my answer is no. Elata Yishmuel through Rabbi Shimon through Lei. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. That says what? Yom that he says, Chomesh Chatzoyis Meisais. That there are five korban chatzis that meis. Mash Mivin Lachrayis also is the Misa's law. So even by this last case, we set aside two chatzoyis, Lachrayis. So whichever one you want, you could use. And the second one, Tak is the Misa's law. And the Mora says, Vahoroye le Rabbi Shimon Leslei Klau. Then, if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's never a case that's roya by korban chatis. It's always the misa's law. You never have a case that you let it live, just let it become a balmum and be poyder it. So it works like this: Shmuel nami chod korbanach nami. I tell you, really, Shmuel meant to say just one halacha, and he meant to say like this: Kol sheva chatis meisa b'toydein tuna lechem. Any time by korban chatis, the din is the misa's law. Hordin by korban toida, it does not need lechem. And so, my kamashmalon, what's the chiddushness? He did not say the other way, that when it's roya by chatis, there's lechem by toida. He did not say, because there's no case of roya by korban chatis. So, most the question is, so, my kamashmalon, what's the chiddush of Shmuel then? Liafuke mid Rabbi Yochanan, he's just coming to exclude from Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. The yomah that he says, Odo mischate b'shvach hegdish. That yes, a person could have a kaporo from a shvach hegdish. That there's a case of a vlad, a teidor, that you could have a kaporo with it. Is kamash mulam deloy, says the chiddush, no, there's no kaporo, you'll never have to bring lechem with the vlad of a teidor. Since the din is, it's always the vlad of a chatis, is always lemisa's law. Since it's always lemisa's law, by a korban teidor, it would not need lechem. Even when it's a teidor's chayva, and then it gives birth, halacha is, if even if you bring the vlad first, the vlad does not need lechem. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that in the case of a toidus chayva, when it gives birth, and you want to bring the vlad first, that vlad needs lechem. So the Shmuelagin says no. Since the din is by chatis, is lemisa's law. Who are din by a toida, it would not need its own lechem. Now the Gemara says, Amar Abba, zu toida v'zu lachmo. That's if somebody says, Zu, this is a korban toida, and mezu lechem, this is the lechem. Now, of the halechem, then he loses the lechem. So locher is maybe lechem acher. This korban toida he has, he's still allowed to use it. They just have to bring another 40 lechems because he lost the first one that he set aside for it. But what's going to be of the toida? Let's say you lost this korban toida. Again, you set aside the korban, you said there should be a toida, and you also set aside the 40 lechems. And chur, you meant this miyachid, this lechem should be with this korban toida. And now you lost the korban toida. The locher is ainim maybe toida cheres. You cannot bring another korban toida to use with these lechems. These lechems have to go liibud. So Mor says, my time. What's the reason? Lechem liglal toida. The lechem comes because of the korban toida. The ikur is the korban toida. So as long as you have the korban toida, even though some happened to lechem, just bring another pair of lechem. But the yain toida legla lechem. But the toida does not come because of the lechem. Therefore, you set aside this lechem for this korban toida, and something happened to it, you cannot use this lechem for another korban toida. But rather, they go libud, and you are. Now the Gemara says what's going to be. The Yom HaRov HaRov says, Hifrish Moyes Letedosai. Let's say somebody set aside money to bring his korban toida.